Uncle Angus, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning, Charles. Good morning, Janine.
Hello,
it's
sir.
Wonderful to be with you again, and it's raining here on the farm.
Oh, wow.
There's a God sighting for you for the start.
I was lying in bed last night, and those fat drops on the window, there's nothing as beautiful as that.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I've got a very special scripture to share with you both this
awesome.
Morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the last verse in the last chapter in the last book of the Old Testament. I'm talking about Malachi chapter 4, verse 6.
Yeah.
And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, an interesting point here, Charles. The Lord is not talking about mothers here. He's talking about fathers.
Yeah.
And Janine, we thank God for you women folk. Where would we be without you? You know, I can't wait to see my dear mom in heaven one day, and I really mean that. She was so, so special to me, Janine. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to battle with that asthmatic bronchitis. And I remember mom sitting up with me the whole night. Looking after me, rubbing my chest with Vicks, and just loving me. So I want to thank God for mothers and for wives and for sisters and daughters. But today, Charles, the Lord's speaking about fathers turning their hearts towards the children and the children to their fathers. And we know what it says in Ephesians that we are not to provoke our children, but we are to encourage them because they are under tremendous peer pressure at the moment, especially writing matric. A lot of young guys, some of my grandsons are writing matric, and also university, where these young people are being tempted by everything under the sun. Now, when they come home, dads, they want to come home to a place of refuge, where they can get close to dad, let him put his loving arms around them and say, Dad, you know, this young man says if I don't sleep with him, then he's going to break up with me. There's your opportunity, Dad, to say, listen, just give him a boot straight away because he doesn't love you. He's using you if he's not prepared to wait for you until your wedding day. It's a time for us to really love our children. And children, it's a time for you to respect your elders. The first commandment in the Bible, Janine, with a promise added to it, is commandment number 5. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to just share with you today. You know, the hardest place to be a Christian, come on now, be honest.
Is that
is in the home, isn't it? In the home, eh?
Yeah.
We're very good, especially believers, at putting on that nice face and hello, brother, how sister, how are you? No, we're praising the Lord and but back at the ranch, excuse the pun, the wheels
behind
are
the
coming
doors.
Off. We really need to get serious because the devil, you see, we barring up the front door, and the devil's walking straight in through the back door, in through the kitchen door. We've got to, the family that prays together, Janine, stays together. And I tell you what, there's nothing like prayer to settle everything. And we must pray together. And Janine, this is where the ladies come in. There must be a tablecloth on that table for at least one meal together every single day. And you need to make sure that happens because that's when the kids talk to you.
And if the family is healthy, then the rest of your life, you need one place where you are safe and happy, where you know that you know, here I am loved and here I am accepted. You know, Uncle Angus, one of my biggest revelations in life was honoring your father and your mother or any of these, you know, directive that God gives does not depend on whether they deserve it or not, because they represent God the Father, God as a parent. When you honor your parents, you are honoring God as a father and God as a mother.
Exactly,
and it's got nothing to do with whether they deserve it. And that promise in that commandment, it also doesn't say you will honor them if they deserve it. If they have won your respect, you start doing it. Doesn't work that way. It's a principle. It's like gravity.
In Zulu, we say, Noma kanjan. Come what may, I'm still going to love my children. And doesn't matter how they behave, I'm still going to love them. I'm going to discipline them. And I know Charles believes in that. Charles, I'm telling you, spare the rod, spoil the child. That's not what Angus is saying. That's what Jesus Christ is saying.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what anybody says. And this business about, let them just express themselves, not in my house. I've been so embarrassed sometimes. I remember going to the Kruger National Park. This is another God sighting many years ago. And I tell you what, Janine, I was so embarrassed. There was a little child there. I don't think that child was any more than about 3 years old, was totally going ballistic in one of those restaurants in the Kruger Park, and throwing their milkshake all over the place, and the mom and the dad sitting there saying, come on now, Johnny, you must behave yourself. Johnny needed to be taken out and given a good smack and taught some manners and brought back in again. And the whole restaurant was up in arms, and the poor waitresses were trying to mop up all the mess. And all that child needed was boundaries. And if there's no boundaries, then your house is going to become a madhouse.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I don't want to go and visit you in a madhouse, all right? No. So we need to, I can judge a family very quickly, Janine. I'm a great grandfather now, eh? Great grandfather. Don't all clap together now.
Yeah.
How many great grandfathers do you know?
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, I can walk into a house, and Charles, within 5 minutes, five seconds, I'll tell you whether that house is in order or not. And it's the responsibility of the dad, the father.
Exactly.
That's why the Lord is talking here about fathers, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Yeah.
So after that huge sermon, I want to say goodbye.
No, goodbye.
No, it's awesome.
So, firstly, we want the blessing of God, but we want to do it our way. So let's for once listen. Let's have ears who listen and hear the word of the Lord. We ask you to pray for those fathers, please. Let's start with praying. A father needs to be praying for the fathers with the authority that you do.
That's our grandfather, by the way. In fact, a
great-grandfather. Great-grandfather, please pray.
It means one of my granddaughters has had a son.
Nay, bro.
And his surname is Skuman, so now I'm getting closer and closer to you. Skuman is now talking with an Afrikaans accent.
When I
speak to my great-grandson, he doesn't understand English because his mother speaks Afrikaans to him. But man, I tell you what, Charles, I've got so many Afrikaans sons.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've got over 500, eh? I'm mentoring.
Sure.
And you came to Mighty Men in 2010, Charles. You saw 450,000 men here.
Amazing.
So I think I'm qualified to say a little prayer. What do you say, Jeanette?
Please do, sir.
Please do. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Radio Pulpit. Thank you that this is the station that speaks the truth. And that's not that's not flattery. That's the truth. That's the honest truth. Lord, bless Janine today and Charles as they declare your unadulterated word. And that is that we must love one another.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.